All right, we got a lot to do on this one. Hilchos Mezuzah is wild. It's interesting that he puts Hilchos Mezuzah here. Hilchos Mezuzah in Shulchan Aruch is found in Yoredeya. And here he put it right here in the Aruch Chaim section. I'm assuming because he's talking about tefillin and talis and tefillins, and then he goes on to Mezuzah. Okay, but let's, without further ado, let's start because we're going to do, it's long and we're going to try and do a couple to make up for tomorrow. But there's a lot that applies to not, to, in addition to what the kitzur says. It's a mitzvah saseh to put a mezuzah on every door. And even if he has many rooms, I assume the Knesset of Yitzchak, and each room has many doorways that are meant to enter and exit. Even though he only uses one entrance, they're all chayav in mezuzah. Even if, let's say, there was a large family and then they all got married or left the house and then now they don't need to use multiple doors. Still, they're all chayv. Let's say this is sort of like a storage for storage or to bring in merchandise, but otherwise you won't use it. You have a different door. This, I think, is like loading docks. So the loading dock usually has a door next to it that you can walk in. So he's saying, Azaya Pesach Osi Rak Lahachnas Masa is Potter. The door to just take in loads, you are Potter. What about emergency exits? So emergency exits are not meant to be used at all. So many Paiskim say that Rosham Zalman Aruch says it's Potter because it's not meant to be. It's not meant to be a usable door. Okay.
Even if it ends up being used as like the smoker's exit?
No, so if the Olam doesn't listen and they use it anyway, so then you got to put on a mezuzah. I don't know if they get the smokers to put it on, but yeah. Fine. Beis. Gam shari chatzeres, mavuis, ayoras, medinas, chayam, mezuzah, shenemar, v'sharecha. Right? Even a gate for a city or a yard. Let's say, you know, sometimes people have in the front yard, they have like a gate with a regular gate you don't need because it doesn't have a mashkaf, which we'll see later. It doesn't have the thing going over the top. But if it goes over the top, then really it needs a mezuzah. And cities and like the old city has mezuzahs. And countries, they're all chayav mezuzah. Fine. Gimel tzarech l'kava b'yamin hanichnas. You have to put it onto the right of those that of as you enter into room. Vim kava b'smal psula. And if you put it on the left, then it's pasul. V'tzarech l'asira l'kava b'yamin v'yivarech aleh. You have to take off the mezuzah, put it onto the right side, and make a bracha because it's useless. Bein chilek b'zeh bein ito le'en ito. And it doesn't make a difference if you're a lefty or not. Meaning we don't favor lefties here. You put it always on to the right side. Fine. Dalit shnei batim. Hashal l'chol echad yesh pesach l'shus harabim o'lechotza. So if you have two houses, and each one of them has a door to the rishus harabim or to the yard, u v'mechitza asher b'neim, and they also have a door in between them. Yesh gam kein pesach. I'm sorry. V'mechitza asher b'neim yesh gam kein pesach. And the mechitza between them also has a door. B'hashti yesh l'stapik v'pesach hazeh b'eisa tzad yitin hazeh mezuzah. We all have this in our houses, I'm assuming. You have a door in between two rooms, your living room, dining room, kitchen, hallway, right? Kitchen, den, whatever. It's endless. So where do you put the mezuzah in between two rooms, right? It's very complicated. So the mahalach now is that I tell them, don't try and describe it for me. Just send a video and we'll try and figure it out. So there's a whole hierarchy of the order of what you're supposed to do. But he basically, the kitzur says one of them, Azlinam Basar Basar Heker Tzir. You go with where the Tzir is really the bolt of the door. But what it may basically what it means is which way the door swings. If it swings in, which is usually the case, so then you put it on the right side as you're going through the door, the way it swings. Right? Meaning if as you enter it, most of the time, a door swings in, I think, right? So then you put the mezuzah on the right side because that's the way you enter. Wherever wherever the door enters, that's the entrance to the room. Peter that the door opens up into it. Zeo ikarabayis, that's called the ikarabayis. You put it on the right side. However, there's a caveat. That's only when you use both houses for the same, we mean the same amount of time. But let's say one is the ikr, is the loyal zina basar hekers here, then we don't go with this qualification of which way the door swings. You put it on the right side to the ikur bias that you're going there, that you use. And even if the door opens up into the room that's less used, you still put it on the right side, going into the room that's more used. So you have that with dens, or like if you have living rooms that are only used for, when you have guests, and otherwise the lights are off there, and they, nobody goes in there. So then it would go. It would not go on the right side going into that room. It would go from the right side leaving that room going into the main room. Right? Then there's so that's basically what the kitzur says. So you have to know which rooms are the ikker. So usually a kitchen is very much an ikker room. So that's why you could have mezuzahs on if you have two doors going into a kitchen, you could have mezuzahs on both sides on the right side going in. Right? Because traffic goes in both ways. Now there's also a rule very quickly. Of like a railroaded rooms, meaning you if there's if like a room is at the end of a hallway, so that room always gets the right side going in. Meaning as if there's no way out of those rooms, then usually it goes on the right side going into those rooms. Right? And then of course the biggest shiloh that gets asked on which side do you put the mezuzah going onto a porch? Right, going out to the yard. Do you put it on the right side going out to the porch, or do you put it on the right side coming in from the porch? That's a machlokes between Bnei Brak and Yerushalayim. Of course, I don't remember who holds what now, but I think it's Bnei Brak. I think the Chazon Ish held that it's yeah, the Chazon Ish held you put the mezuzah on the way into the house. And in Yerushalayim, they say you make it on the way out to the porch. I think that's the Minchas Yitzchok held that, whatever it is. But that's what this is. So it's complicated things when where to put the mezuzah. Fine. Hey, did we get up to the hey? Yeah, Mekayma, where do you put it on the wall? Mitchilas shlish ha'elyon shel goyva hashar. You put it on the upper third of the height of the gate. Kvar if you put it above that, then kshera, it's still kosher. But tefach, you can't put it all the way up against the ceiling, right? The mashkev is what do you call it? Lintel, I think they call it. Yeah, lintel. So if you put it within a tefach of that, then it's no good. Let's say you do it less than a third. Then you have to take it off and then you make a bracha. But if you put it way up to the ceiling, within a tefach of the ceiling, you got to take it down, but no bracha. You have to be kaveh on the tefach that's closest to the outside, meaning, let's say your doorway is a foot thick. So your mezuzah should be within a tefach of the outer part of the doorway, even though it may not look symmetrical, because usually you want to put it in the middle of the doorway. He's the we paskin that you should not. You should put it more towards the edge. Bimshina b'zay ain't a ma'akev. But if you don't, then that's not ma'akev. Now the bottom of the top third is very low. People tell people they measure their door and it's really low. But and people say, are you sure the mezuzah should be so low? It seems like in the minig, because we the people keep the most people keep their mezuzahs higher, but it should be at the bottom of the top third, right? It says mekaymas mitchilas shlisha elyon. I'm telling you, go to your doorways and measure them. Measure the doorway and chop off a third. You'll see that most of our mezuzahs are higher than a third by a lot, by a lot. Okay, but it's still
Isn't that
kosher.
because of Rashi?
Why? Because
Rashi says the reason it's two thirds is because that's the shoulder height. That
right.
should be shoulder height.
Right, but it's not. It's higher than shoulder. Many people have it well higher than shoulder height. But anyways, what was I going to say? Don't remember. Okay, Vav Ketzat Koiva. How do you put up the mezuzah? So Korcha, Misayfa the Rosh. You wrap it up from the end to the beginning, meaning. The Hainome Echad Klape Shema, you'd go from Echad, which is the end of the mezuzah, to towards Shema, and then Manicha b'Shveferis, you put it into a case, by Bashar Dover or to something else, with Koiva b'Masmiris, and you'd be Koiva it with nails. The mezuzah's a Pesach, and the mezuzah's a Pesach. So that sounds like, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you have to attach your mezuzah with nails. The Pesach can bring that it doesn't have to necessarily be with nails. It seems like that was the option back then. Nowadays, you do it with glue or strong tape, etc. That's also okay. But there's a few things that the kids doesn't say that we should mention it just when we're learning it. So that shweferis, the case, should be up against the wall. Meaning some people have these clear cases with wood at the top and the bottom, and there's a space between the wall and the mezuzah. That's not proper. It should be flush. It should be flush against the wall. It's not possible, but it should be flush against the wall. It also shouldn't be loose. It shouldn't be hanging. It should be tight. Right? And also, you got to make sure that the shin dalid yud that's on the back of the klaf of the mezuzah should be showing. Right? I mean, it doesn't. If you have a cover that's not see-through, then you don't have to have it showing. But it should be the equivalent of where you would put your fingers when you kiss it. Fine. Then we have one of the most fascinating what do you call it? Psharas. How do you say pshara? Compromise. Right? So you put in the mezuzah, Pesach, ba'alachs, and on an angle, right? So we know that our mezuzah is on an angle. Why? Rashi holds that the mezuzahs are supposed to be straight. And Rabbeinu Tam holds they should be flat. Right? Unless I mixed up the shittas. So because of that, so we put it on an angle. All right, so we do like somewhere in between both shittas. Okay, so so which way do you t tilt it? You put the head of it, which is Shema, keneged habayis, towards the inside. And the last line is tzad chutz. Basically, when you're looking at the doorway, the top part of the mezuzah should be leaning towards the left. And if, let's say, a mezuzah means a doorway. So if the mezuzah's a Pesach is not wide, then you do it standing up, which is very common. Is that type Yosem? And that's better than putting it behind the door, and which we'll get to. If you weren't koveir and it was just hanging, your mezuzah is possible. You got to make sure you put a nail on the top and on the bottom. Tluya should not be hanging. Fine. Zayin. Koidim shekoyva. Before you koveir, yivarech asher kedushan mitzvaysav. It's yivarech lekoya mezuzah. Koveir kama mezuzahs. And if you're putting up many mezuzahs, daiba bracha achas lekulan. It's enough to make one bracha. But of course, you can't talk in between. If you do talk in between, that had something having nothing to do with the mezuzah, then you'll have to make another bracha, which is not great. And also, the owner of the house is the one that has the mitzvah. He should be the one putting up the mezuzah. So I don't know when people call rebbes and celebrities to put up the mezuzahs. They can put up one of the mezuzahs, but the main thing should be done by the owner. It's his mitzvah. Right? If nafla mezuzah me'atzma, let's say the mezuzah falls down by itself, a chazaru kvar, and then you put it back up, tzara kamkin levarach. Same way, if your talis falls off, you have to make a bracha, or your tefillin, well, tefillin don't fall off, but whatever it is, you're mesiach das, you have to make a new bracha. There are many that are chaylik on that, though. So, and they say that you should not make a new bracha. But let's say you take it off in order to check the mezuzah. Then it's a suffix whether you should make a bracha. So there's also a compromise. The person can say, if it's off for a day, then you make a bracha. If it's off for less than a day, then you don't make a bracha. Fine. Ches b'ktsas sha'arim, yesh pesach katan etzel sha'ar gadol. In some gates, there's a small door next to a large door. But derech pesach katan yotzim, they usually use the small door, I think like on firehouses, at least the one that used to be near Shayosha. So they have the gates, and then they have a small door that they use that's within it. So which one is considered the door? So v'derech pesach they go out and in. But sha'ar gadol ain't a niftach rak leprakim. And the Sha'ar HaGadol is only open once in a while. The Kiyuvin Shem Shnei Psachim V'Beneim Amud Rachav Tefach. And let's say you have two doors, or since there's two doors and there's a Pesach, there's a Tefach wide pillar, I guess, in between Chayav V'Shnei Mezuzos. Then you need two mezuzos. That comes up a lot. People in their basements have pillars, so they need a mezuzah in between the pillars. So the reason why in basements usually you don't need it is because this is only if it's meant to make a doorway. If it's there to hold up the building, and it's also for front porches. Right? Some people have porches, and it's being held up by poles. So if the poles are only there to hold up the roof, then that's not a mezuzah. A mezuzah has to be a door, and it has to be meant for a door. Fine, test. So if you're in a place that you have to be afraid that maybe they're going to steal it. Same actually, Yachbur Chafir of a mezuzah. This is in the old city, they have it like this. If it's possible, dig out the wall and put the mezuzah inside the wall. Yamik Lachbar Tefach. Don't go more than a, don't dig. Lachbar means to dig. Don't dig into the wall more than a tefach. Kisham al. That's not on the mezuzah. Rak toich mezuzah. Only in the mezuzah upos. You also need to be, it needs to be nicker where the mezuzah is. If you can't dig it into the mezuzah device, you can rely on the mezuzah inside behind the door. Meaning, let's finish first. But dafka in the mezuzah itself and not on the wall. You can't make the mezuzah further away than the challah of the Pesach, or more than the tefach, because then it's not close to the wall. Same with the same reason, same thing by Hanukkah. You have to have the menorah, so those that light in the doorway within a tefach of the doorway. Meaning, sometimes in this shaila, I get a lot of pictures of this. I should have tried to find some to put on the chat. You have these glass walls in offices that separate offices. Right, so you have it's a glass wall which is thin, and then there's a door. Where are you putting the mezuzah there? You can't put it inside the doorway because there's no room. So the best thing to do is to build out a doorway and put the mezuzah there, which they're not going to do that because it'll look ugly. So then what you do is you put it on the wall. It's a big bidyevid. You put it on the wall next to the door. But the way the kitzur says is you put it on the inside. The reason why he says that is he's afraid you put it on the outside, people will take it. But nowadays, we're not really concerned, so it should be on the outside. Meaning, when you're looking at the door as you enter the room, the mezuzah should be on the wall within a tefach. But it's a big bidyevid to do that. Okay, good. Now, here is a fascinating thing that's also very, very common. You're a bias. Now, anytime he says bias, by the way, it means a room is considered a bias. So ain't a bias chayim and mezuzah elim ken yesh by dalad amos al dalad amos. It needs to have at least 4 amos by 4 amos, which varies what that regiment is, but 6 by 6. Vim ain't by dalad amos al dalad amos, but if there's no 4 amos by 4 amos, avo yesh by kedila raveya dalad amos, but it has enough to be merave, meaning it's not, let's say, it's not 6 feet by 6 feet, but it's 4 feet by 8 feet or something like that. Kagan sha'arka yasal, like it's longer than the width, ashu agal, or it's round. Yesharm the chayiv, yesharm the potter. Some say chayiv, some say potter. So, of course, what are we going to do? We're going to put it up without a bracha. That is a fascinating machlokes between Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Chamude Daniel, brought in the Pesachei Tshuva and Shulchan Aruch. The Chamude Daniel says that if it's a room that's meant to be used, that's less than dalar amos al dalar amos, then it needs a mezuzah, right? So, if you have a walk-in closet and it's less than dalit al dalit, but it's meant to be used, and according to the Chamudi Daniel, you need a mezuzah. Others say you don't need a mezuzah. Bottom line is it needs to be 4x4, or at least the equivalent. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a fascinating chumrah. He says that even if the room is smaller than 4x4, so you don't put a mezuzah going into the room, but what about if you're standing in that small room, when you walk into the big room, you need a mezuzah on the right side going into the big room, because that's a door going into a room. So it comes out, if you want to be machmer like the Chamude Daniel and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you have a walk-in closet that's small, you'll need mezuzahs on both sides, but you don't make brachas, because each one is a machloikas. Just an interesting thing. I guess everybody will ask their local Orthodox rabbi about their walk-in closets. Now, how do you calculate the walk-in closet? So furniture that's in there, that's movable, so then that does not subtract from the talar amos by talar amos. But if it's built-in shelves, et cetera, then many poskim say that would subtract from the amount of space in the room. Okay, fine. Yud Aleph. Ena pesach chayim mezuzah elam yesh le shtei mezuzahs. Meaning, you're not chayiv, you need to have two mezuzahs. Amud HaPesach, Psostin Tirchtok, that's, I guess, whatever language that is, Hungarian. Gvoyis L'chol HaPachas Asar Tvachim, it has to be at least 10 Tvachim high. U'mashkep HaGalein, it also has to have a mashkep. Very common. Sometimes, like going into a kitchen or going to a living room, there's doorways on the side, but nothing drops down from the ceiling. You don't need a mezuzah there. I've been to many houses where they have them. And you don't need it. I don't even know. I don't even think there's a chumrah to have it. It needs to have a doorway. If it doesn't drop down, then it doesn't. Now he's talking about where sometimes you have an opening where it's again the right side of the wall. It doesn't. Oh, let's see. And even if the mezuzahs are not made from wood or other stone, rock should costly a binyan ba'atzmahein mezuzahs. This just the wall of the mezuzahs. Valein tikra gamkein chayev. Meaning, even if it's not a separate entity, right, but it's made out of the stones of the wall, then that's also chayv. But let's say the room only has one mezuzah. Again, mezuzah doesn't mean the scroll that we hang there. Mezuzah means the doorway. Let's say it only has one sticking out. And one side, the wall continues. Meaning sometimes you have this in hallways. I should really find pictures of all this on my phone. But you have like in a hallway. So there's no mezuzah, nothing sticking out from one side of the hallway. And then the other side forms the doorway. So it's not really two mezuzahs that would require a mezuzah. Im himitzad small potter. So if it's on the left side, it's potter, meaning the mezuzah that sticks out, if it's on the left side, it's potter. Because like we said, as you go into the right side, there's no mezuzah. V'mhi mitzad yamin, yesh safik imchayev alai. There's a safik, v'yesh akavu b'lai bracha, and then you can be without a bracha. Oish yikveh la'acha sheikva b'pesach ha'machuyev, yivter gam ezeh. He's saying another rule here. You don't make a bracha on it. But what you can do is if you're putting up multiple mezuzahs, so make sure you make the bracha on a room that definitely requires a bracha, and then you go and put it, have it in mind on this door. Anytime you have a suffix, you do this. Okay, that's today's kitzur. Let's just do, it's late. Okay, let's at least do one. Let's say it has two mezuzahs, but it doesn't have a drop down, like we just discussed. Except here, it's oval on top. There's a word for it. It's an oval.
Dome? An arch?
An arch, right? Like it's an arch. The opening is an arch, right? A lot of times you have that going from a living room to a dining room, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes it doesn't have mezuzahs, and it just has like some sort of arch. If there is at the height of 10 tefachim, a width of 4 tefachim, chayiv. Meaning, if it goes like this, like a teepee, so then it's not going to need. Meaning, you need to have, at least when it's 10 tefachim high, at least 4 tefachim wide. Sometimes you have a store that makes one mezuzah, meaning one wall, sort of, from the ground to the mashkoi, and one mezuzah that doesn't reach the mashkoi. You bring in the koisel, well, I don't have it in mind. I don't know if you, those that have the article, I don't know if you have a picture or not. If the mezuzah that's at the height of the mashkoi is on the right side, no, it's a mezuzah. But if the mezuzah that's small is on the right, if it's high 10 tefachim, no, it's a mezuzah. You put the mezuzah on it. Meaning, basically, you try and find the spot that's the most chayiv. Some say that even if there's no doors to the Pesach, a door means an actual swinging door. This is an important thing. People are not aware of it. There's the Rambam Shita. I'm sorry, it's not the Rambam Shita. The Yesharim, that even if there's no door, it's just an opening, you need a mezuzah. Yesharim, the Be'in and Dafka Delis, you need to actually have a door, right? Many people in their kitchens, they don't have doors. Don't put up the mezuzah before you put the door. Let's say you're doing construction. You want to put up a mezuzah and then you're getting the new door in later. Don't put up the mezuzah until you put the door, because it's not chayav, according to many Rishonim, until there's actually a door there. And don't put the mezuzah there and then hang the door. Because it has to be tasav alaymin ha'asir. Meaning, if you have to make a bracha on a mezuzah, when you're putting up a mezuzah, don't make the bracha on a doorway that does not have a door, because according to many Rishonim, it's not chayiv in mezuzah, right? It's a mistake that people make. Make sure it has a door, the one that you're making the bracha on. Yeah, okay, we'll stop over there. I hope that was that you'd give a your base was a little bit not so clear. I apologize about that. All right, have a good night, everybody. Suras Tavis.